case we ever forget the basic essential fact of our faith, 1 John makes it crystal clear. It all begins with God's love. Over these past 4 weeks, our main preaching text has been taken from 1 John, and it's an anonymous sermon or a letter which focuses on the nature of Jesus Christ and what it means to follow after Christ in this world. And so Pastor Don and I have been exploring the major themes, and I'm going to put these up on the slide here for you. We looked at the coming of the Son of God fully into the flesh. In the churchy language, we say this is the incarnation, that God slipped into human skin and came onto this earth to show us what it means to live the love of God. And then we talked about the importance of linking faith with our lives, especially a life filled with the love of God expressed in concrete deeds, that God pours God's love into each one of us, and that love overflows out into the world, back out into the world, and loves others. And then we looked at the writer of 1 John, who calls the church to unity in the Spirit, that we may be a community of life and light and love, and working against the worldly forces of death, darkness, and hate. God is the source and the definition of God is love. And all things begin in love, flow from love, are perfected through love, and return to love. And the centrality of love is a theme that pervades all of 1 John. God is love. And that love that defines who God is expressed in what God does through his Son, is to lay down one's life for another. And we call that agape love. And I'm sure you've heard many sermons on the four definitions of the Greek word love. Today we're going to look at agape love. What does it mean to lay down one's life? And what does that look like here at Atonement? Because we believe we are a community of faith and love. How does that pour out? And there it is in many ways, but I want to highlight just a few today. So on a typical weekday, we have twice a week seniors that gather with us for what we call respite care. And they from time to time gather with our kids from Atonement Lutheran Day School. Here's a senior. He was so excited to take out his pocket knife and harvest cucumbers. The kids and the seniors gather. The two communities come together. And I think that's interesting because those are our most vulnerable populations, our older seniors and our younger. And they share joy together and laughter and kindness. And it is not by any kind of power or law, but it's just naturally how that comes together, how that they can come together with that heart of love and the heart and the truth about God. So it doesn't take much imagination to see the joy in this man's face. So we look at this man, and it is by looking, our scripture said, that God has acted in love, sending Jesus Christ to overcome the divisiveness and the power of sin. God has defined God, and God's chosen self-definition is love. We don't have to guess what God looks like, we're told. We simply have to look at what God has done. And John tells us that we cannot see God, but we can see what God has done in Jesus Christ. We have seen and we have testified, he writes. A simple but powerful phrase. We know God is love because we are part of a community that has seen for ourselves that God acts in love. And we're also commanded. Verse 7 says, there's a sobering claim here. We know God by seeing what God has done, but seeing is not enough. We know God in the fullest and most authentic sense only when the love of God flows through us. We must live it. It must be a part of who we are. Love is not a concept known abstractly. It is an action lived concretely. So our community garden is evidence of agape love. But it doesn't stop there. What do we do with that harvested food? Well, we give it away to people we have never met. We never meet the clients or greet those who benefit from what we produce. And our garden is right out this door. So if you ever wonder, like, where is the garden? If you look out the glass doors when you leave church or go past it by communion, So every tomato, every squash, every leaf of basil is donated to a community up in Wakanda, to Messiah Lutheran Church, and also to Love, Inc. And their food programs serve people, again, who are the most vulnerable in the community, the people who need to be just fed. We may never meet the folks, but we give and we love because of the embodied love and example of Jesus. And our garden also produces an extra program like you see here through our Bacoa program. It's a field trip to them to come and harvest and talk about when they had a garden and enjoy the interaction. To know God, to know the God of love, is to live the love of God. God's love is perfect, while ours is always flawed. Even so, I don't believe that we should fear or hold back because we feel maybe inadequate. John tells us, act lovingly, even if imperfectly. The love and perfection come from God, whose perfect love casts out perfect fear. We can honestly admit that we are not yet perfect in love, for as God's love makes us loving, and it is God's perfection that is making us even more the people that God yearns for us to be. The one thing we cannot do is claim to love God while refusing to love the sister or brother in front of us. Love and hate cannot mix. And I'm so aware of this today in the news and the lies we tell ourselves when we claim we can love and hate at the same time. There are two great parallels today in the commandment, love God and love your neighbor. These two are tied together, John tells us. Not only must we obey them both, it is impossible to obey the first without obeying the second. Love God and love your neighbor. We love because he first loved us, and that is the love that transforms us. We've talked about this before, about the transformation, that disorder and then reorder. On our bridge this morning, there will be opportunities for you to participate in our community. And so that if you're looking for, you know, where do I pour out that love? I'm feeling it today and I'm feeling like I want to give back to my community. You can just venture out onto the bridge and we have some opportunities there. You have also been responding to our emails as we get ready for guests coming in October. We are going to be opening our PATHS site again. And it's an overnight ministry once a week, starting October 3rd. You should see my office. It looks like an Amazon receiving station. Toothpaste, toothbrushes, socks, undies, toiletries, all these things from our Amazon wish list pouring into my office for people you don't even know yet, families. We're going to be the first site that is exclusively for homeless families. But we're not done yet. Our wish list items have not been exhausted. And we're still looking for more people to help. We're looking for people who are interested in being overnight shift managers and dishwashers and setup crew. And so I invite you to begin praying and thinking about this ministry and where you might see yourself. Where do you have gifts to give? Where is something that touches your heart to love? Mostly mamas and babies come in here to stay with us, to be our guests. For just one night a week, to feed them, to house them, to give them a safe place. It's a wonderful way to use this fantastic space that we have been given, and now we give it away, because we are grateful for so much that's given to us. And there'll be more information on the weekly email blasts coming out. You might be interested to learn and to participate. And we'll be having training at the end of August, so make sure you check that email. Make sure you watch for those announcements. Because we are loved by God, we become children of God. The love is first before any claim on our part that we are worth being loved. Our love for others should follow the same pattern as God's love for us. And we all know this, it's easy to love the people that we love, that are lovable. But we are commanded to love the one who is unloving, angry, and hurtful. Only then do we see ourselves what God as love is really like. When the love of God flows through us and transforms another life, we all change into someone who has also been born anew of love. And then we know God's love. God's love initiates. Love is the overflow of God's delight that issues in creation. Love is the outreach of God's mercy that enters creation as a baby and redeems lost creatures like us. Love is the outpouring, the transforming spirit that permeates all things, giving them life and making them holy. Beloved, let us love one another because God loves us. Fellow pastor posted on social media this week this quote, and it is from the contemplative monk. There is no perfect life, no perfect job, no perfect childhood, no perfect marriage, no perfect set of people who will always do what we expect them to do. What we have is a perfect God who is able to lead us through this imperfect life with an unfailing strength and an incomparable wisdom and infinite love. Let us love one another because God loves us.